Taxpayers have poured billions into subsidizing high-speed internet to rural America, yet millions of people still aren't connected. Kansas News Service reporter David Kondo spoke with editor Stephen Caranda about how some small local broadband companies are finding ways to stretch state and federal money to get more people in western Kansas online, one small town at a time.
Right now, David, what is the status of rural broadband internet across the nation and in places like Kansas?
Yeah, so it's surprisingly tough to actually get a clear picture of that. You know, so federal numbers say around 14 million Americans don't have high-speed internet, but we're not sure, you know, how accurate that is. You know, other research estimates it may be as high as 42 million Americans. But here in Kansas, a recent University of Kansas survey found that nearly 90,000 Kansans don't have internet speeds that meet the federal minimum definition of broadband.
I'm sure people remember hearing about this rural broadband gap for years. It's not a new problem, so why hasn't it been solved already?
Yeah, so the simple answer to that is that wiring a place like Western Kansas is hard. So, you know, installing fiber costs tens of thousands of dollars per mile. So if you're looking at a small town that's 20 miles from the nearest connection point, that's a lot of money. And it, you know, it gets exponentially more expensive when you get outside of town. So, you know, where there might be several miles from one house to the next. And so that's why this federal funding is critical to make those numbers work.
But we've had billions of dollars poured into this from the federal government for projects, you know, aimed at connecting rural Americans. What happened to all that money?
Yeah, so some experts think it, you know, comes down to policy failures. You know, for example, there was a big round of federal broadband funding that went out in 2015, but the government favored these big national companies over smaller ones, and that ended up not doing much for a lot of users in rural areas. And, you know, I talked with Christopher Alley. He's a University of Virginia professor and author of a book on rural broadband policy. And he said that some of that money even went to subsidize installing internet speeds that are so slow, they're already obsolete.
We've got pockets of complete unconnectivity and then other pockets of total underconnectivity because we've been funding bad technologies for almost a decade.
And he says that's how we got to the point where we are now, where the government is sending out billions more in broadband funds because there's still so much need that hasn't been met.
Here's what I don't understand. How can smaller local companies make this work when the big companies can't?
And so Ali says that these smaller local companies are the best hope for rural broadband because they just have a different business model. You know, for them, seeing rural communities succeed is a big part of their return on investment. And so they still face challenges. There's the distance and the cost that we talked about. There's supply chain issues. And, you know, even if a smaller company is able to get its share of funding for a project, they may have to bring in workers from out of state to do the installation. But, you know, they are making real progress. You know, Catherine Moyer, who's CEO of a Southwest Kansas telecom co-op called Pioneer, told me that being small gives them more flexibility to get the work done.
While we need to make money to you know, continue to exist, we don't answer to Wall Street. We don't answer to shareholders. You know, we have member owners.
So they're able to take more chances and stretch the limits of what's financially feasible because they have this different definition of success.
Now there's a new wave of money that's about to start making its way out to fund high-speed internet. What are the chances more rural Kansans might see faster internet in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, it takes time, unfortunately, but there are some big opportunities coming up. You know, Kansas can apply later this month for its share of $42 billion that's going out to states from the federal government, and Kansas will also send out $5 million from a state broadband grant program later this month as well. So, you know, there's some hope, but some people are concerned that history will repeat itself, and too much of this new federal money will end up with the big national companies instead of the local guys. And, you know, based on what's happened over the past few years, that could end up hurting rural Kansans.
That was Kansas News Service reporter David Kondos talking with editor Stephen Caranda about the state of rural broadband in Kansas. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of High Plains Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and Kansas Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.